getting tired of spring mix and Caesar salads? They feel a little out of season? Well, we're going to help shake things up. Our producer, Sally Swift, is going to a chef known for her fresh take on greens, Jen Lewis of Portland's Lincoln Restaurant.
Hey, Jen, nice to have you with us.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
So here we are in the dregs of produce land for some of us in the winter months. What kind of inspiration might you have for us for some new salad ideas?
Well, I kind of look to see what's available locally. I love the whole idea of local and sustainable, but the real thing is that when you use what is in season and local, it hasn't traveled that far. It tastes great. It's most flavorful because it's really freshest. So what we have locally is a lot of chicory, so radicchio, treviso, that type of green, or lettuce. And we also have cabbages that get, they hold true pretty well through the winter. So I try to focus on those types of lettuces or vegetables rather than what you traditionally think of as a lettuce salad.
Yeah, so not really any lettuce. Really talking, you're talking greens here.
For sure. Those are what's really good for you in the wintertime, too, if you think of a health benefit. Things like kale, they have all of that great iron and, you know, citrus that have all the great vitamin C. All of those things are really important for you for your winter diet.
So let's get to kale, which is, of course, everyone's love child right now.
Right?
Do you have an idea for a new take on it for us?
Well, I love raw kale. I think it's gotten incredibly popular, which is great because it's a good, healthy green to eat. I like it raw. I like it with a few different flavor profiles. Sometimes I serve it with a goat cheese vinaigrette or a blue cheese vinaigrette, something that's kind of bright and acidic so that it pulls out some of that iron and chlorophyll and kind of brightens it up. I love it with citrus. I love serving it with grapefruit especially, persimmons when they're in season. And I like to think of texture in my food as well. So instead of breadcrumbs, which are delicious, or croutons, I like to think of something like cocoa nibs. It has a real rich, deep flavor.
Cocoa nibs? So explain what cocoa nibs are.
Well, cocoa nibs are the roasted bean that's kind of been broken apart into small pieces. They have a great texture. They are crunchy, but they're not hard. They've got fat in them so that they have a really nice texture. They're almost like maybe the texture of a little bit of a hard walnut.
And they taste chocolatey.
They do, but they don't taste like the chocolate that you're eating in a chocolate bar. It doesn't have the sugar added, but it's got that deep chocolate coffee flavor.
I bet it's great with the kale. Are you a kale massager, may I ask?
I am. It can be kind of toothy. It can be a little tough to eat. But I do find that when I toss a salad of kale, I don't like big leaves of kale. I like to julienne mine, so really thin strips.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put it into a bowl with maybe some shallot and some salt and pepper and my vinaigrette. And I toss it and kind of squeeze it and massage it kind of roughly to kind of break up some of that tough texture.
I think it's one of the funnier things we've been doing of late, but it's true. It helps to massage that kale a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So do you do anything with bread salads in the winter?
I do. I have one at our tavern right now, at Sunshine Tavern, and it has roasted fennel, oil-cured olives. I put some salami in there and some cheese. It has a really bright red wine vinaigrette. So I put the croutons that have been cooked with a little bit of Parmigiano, and then I toss them with the vinaigrette so they can soften just a little bit, but they still keep a good amount of texture. At Lincoln, we've been running one that has winter squash. So you can use anything, pumpkin, you know, delicata squash, acorn, butternut, whatever you prefer, whatever you have on hand. You know, even if you have some left from dinner the night before, cube it up. Blue cheese goes beautifully.
I bet that's great with the big chunks of bread and squash.
And it can be a really fun salad. If you have Brussels sprouts left or roasted onions from dinner the night before, it's a really great place to use some roasted vegetables. I like to toss the breadcrumbs or the croutons ahead with a little bit of vinaigrette just to soften up a little bit, then add my vegetables, a little more vinaigrette, season it. But you can use a good variety of vegetables.
And what about cabbage?
Cabbage is great. I love cabbage. It's funny because I think a lot of people think of cabbage as slaw.
Yeah, we think of summer. We don't think of using it in the winter.
Exactly. And in the wintertime, we have really great heirloom cabbages. We have the Italian ones that are kind of conical in shape, the green ones. We have this one that's a red mammoth cabbage, which I think is, it's an heirloom. But they're really, really lovely. I love the red cabbage with a bacon vinaigrette and dried cherries. I think that's really wonderful, and I like to have a little bit of roasted shallot in that one. With the green cabbage, I really love the blue cheese vinaigrette. Sometimes we'll put some bacon or some house pancetta that we make. Some horseradish vinaigrette is wonderful in there as well, with some apple. So there's a good variety that you can really take that one ingredient and do a variety of things.
Those are great ideas. Thanks so much, Jen.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jen Lewis is chef owner of Lincoln and the Sunshine Tavern in Portland, Oregon. She left us with a handful of winter green recipes, including that kale salad. Now, you can find them on the website, splendidtable.org.